Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, July 24, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of blockchain and Web3 technologies news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. SphereX recognized in ZK-Link Season 1 Ecosystem Grant Program. SphereX, the cutting-edge decentralized exchange platform, has been recognized as a recipient of the ZK-Link Season 1 Ecosystem Grant. This grant acknowledges SphereX's innovative approach to cross-chain trading and its dedication to enhancing user experiences in the DeFi space. The ZK-Link Ecosystem Grants Program, which ran from March 11th to July 20th, 2024, awarded grants to projects showcasing exceptional innovation in the blockchain ecosystem. SphereX was chosen for its pioneering work in providing cross-chain high-performance central limit order book services. With this grant, SphereX will integrate with ZK-Link Nova, the industry's first aggregated Layer 3 rollup, to access aggregated liquidity, reduce transaction costs, and enhance user experience. The support from the ZK-Link grant will enable SphereX to continue developing advanced trading features, catering to both novice and experienced traders, furthering their mission to make DeFi accessible and inclusive. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.